You are listening to Time for Three, a daily biblical devotional for couples brought to you by Sam and Debbie Wood of Family Fortress Ministries. You can purchase a printed copy of Time for Three at familyfortress.org.
April 21st, it's contagious. Our scripture reading comes from Romans chapter 15 and verses 8 through 13. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles, and sing to your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let the peoples extol him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope.
As we returned to our hotel room from breakfast, we noticed a young Filipino cleaning lady coming out of our door. When she realized the room was ours, she was ecstatic. She followed us back into the room and excitedly told us she had been reading Sam's Bible each morning. She explained that she had to get up at 3:30 to catch a bus to travel 2 hours to work each day and did not get to read before she left. She grabbed Sam's Bible and showed us the verses she had read that day. She enthusiastically declared that they were promises meant for her and for us. Her eyes sparkled. Joy flowed from her being and refreshed us. We had many peaceful, relaxing moments on our trip. We feasted on tasty meals and basked in the incredible beauty of the countryside around us. But this encounter with Darlena was one of the highlights of our trip. Through her, we received energy and refreshing from the Holy Spirit. Her joy was contagious. Joy is defined as the delight of anticipation in seeing one's hope fulfilled. Romans 15:13 teaches that believing the promises of God is the source of joy. Once joy is stirred, it abounds in hope and affects the lives of those around us. Of all the people I want to infect with the joy of my heart, my spouse and children are at the top of the list. At home, however, I have a tendency to be so focused on my responsibilities that I do not concentrate on the trustworthiness of God's love. Andrew Murray says joy is not a luxury or a mere accessory in the Christian life. It is the sign that we are really living in God's wonderful love and that that love satisfies us. As I anticipate the promises in our verse today, joy will be generated in my life, and my family will be refreshed.
If you are blessed by these daily podcast devotions, please consider joining our ministry team by making a donation of $2 per month on our ministry website at familyfortress.org or on our ministry app. In appreciation of your support, you will receive a free printed copy of our book, What is Marriage? Family Fortress Ministries is a nonprofit focused on enriching families through biblical teaching. More resources are available at familyfortress.org and on the Family Fortress Ministries app, which can be downloaded from the App Store or Google Play. Thank you for your support, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.